other uncle home. I did it on mother's side. And I had lived in Arkansas for a while. And he's got a family up there that I've never seen.
Yeah?
Yeah, a few years ago, my doorbell rang and I went to the door and there's a couple of ladies standing out there. And one of them, they looked like they didn't know what to say, and I thought, well, I must know you all when you come in here, but I can't place you. It went through my mind, you know. And finally the lady says, maybe you can help us. We're looking for some old Smiths. I said, well, you found them. That's us. We're old Smiths. She says, well, I believe I'm kin to you, whether you like it or not. I said, well, come on in here and let's talk it over. And she started in that kitchen there, and she come in to tell me about members of my family before knew more than I did. So I knew she was. My grandfather was married three times, and my father was a set of the last children. And one of the families was up in the Mississippi Delta. Now the other one, the first wife he had, that people were around here. I knew them. Kept in touch with them. And I knew all of them pretty well. Back to this, one of my uncles died on that first place I tell you where I was born.
Mm-hmm.
He lived there with Papa for some years when I was under 10 years old. He died before I was 10 years old, but I knew him and his wife and all. And he had a couple boys, and he had a one of them was a, became a druggist there in St. George.
Yeah.
The other one lived out there, died out there. Of course, I knew them.
Uh-huh.
And then I had a bunch of shoes that went back to Hank that was over in Birmingham, Alabama. And I kept in touch with them. I was even going over to see them, and they visited us quite a bit. But that bunch of McKays, they were in the Mississippi Delta. I didn't know any of them. And this woman was a descendant of the McKays. And she had a lot of data on the Smiths. I never tried to keep up with the Smiths, because that's too common a name. There's Smiths here and there and everywhere. And
kind of like trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah, yes, sir. Let me get you something. Smiths are number one, but he went on to name the ones that come along next and so forth and so on. And this was a meeting of 5,000 of them, I believe, and they were all Jack Smiths. If you wasn't a Jack Smith, you couldn't belong to that organization. He was a Smith, too, you see.
Yeah.
You know, my phone rang here one time, not a year or so ago, and there's a woman ringing me from California, asking me if I knew a Jessica. I said, yes, I knew her just as she was my mother. But this just as that she was looking for, she, I believe she said it was on Route 2 out of St. Joseph. And